My point is, I've achieved all the goals that attract event riders and the familiars. I could compete in the Guerni Republic, I suppose, or even beyond, though the travel times get to be fierce. But why? Suppose I did win the All-Union title 40 years in a row, and then rejuved again and won it 40 times more. I can't see that, even though I love riding and want to keep doing it.
And this Pater...
My goals have always been limited. I did learn to manage my own investments after my parents died, but only so that I had plenty of money to pursue my real interest, the horses. And horse people have always had more contact with other social strata. You can't compete with horses unless you're active in the stable as well. Not mucking out all the stalls, but you aren't likely to be stupidly contemptuous of those who do. Horses are natural levelers, and not only when they dump you in the mud.
But equestrians have always been rich.
Yes and no. The really good ones from poor families get corporate sponsorship, while those of us who do it think of riding as recreational, its position in the economy is actually entertainment. The recreation of the audience, not the participant. So there's been access for the equestrian with less talent.
Cecilia frowned, remembering that she had told Harris about her own misuse of power and money against a talented junior.
Of course, there are abuses. I did it myself, as you know. But in general, there are openings.
Don't you think the other rejuvenants will get as tired of chasing their prizes as you say you will become of chasing eventing titles?
I'm not sure. I'm afraid not. By the nature of the system, an equestrian's goals are limited. But someone whose joy is gaining economic or political power, what will stop him?
I see your point. The logical answer is expansion, opening new opportunities.
And the Familius Regnant has never been an expansive system.
No, but we both know who is. Just how long do you suppose the Benignity has had this process? And did they think of the implications back at the first?
It's like training.
What do you mean?
The inexperienced or incompetent trainer attempts to control everything through the horse. The good trainer controls herself. It is your control of your own body that allows you to give the signals needed and notice if they're understood. What I'm afraid of, with this group Pater speaks of, is that they'll try to control everything else before themselves. I don't want to be around people like that.
It was easy to say that, but in real life, in practical terms, she wondered what difference it might make. Cecilia clipped the blue and silver ring to her ear and grimaced into the mirror. It felt like the first time she had worn a competition number all those decades ago. She was declaring herself part of something she didn't understand. Although she had a much better idea of what competitive riders were like than she had of her fellow rejuvenants. She didn't know what kind of reception she would get, if anyone else would notice. The bank officer's gaze snagged briefly on the ring. She noticed that he had two, one in each ear.
Ah, Lady Cecilia, and how may we assist you today?
I'm going to be traveling to agricultural research worlds, picking up equine samples for my breeding farm on Rotterdam. I may be out of touch for extended periods, and I wanted to be sure that there were no problems with my line of credit.
Oh, I wouldn't expect any. So far, the political situation has had no effect on commerce. Certainly, our institution is stable.
I wasn't doubting it. Only my travel advisors pointed out that some of the worlds I want to visit are served only by Ansible for anything beyond a system transfer.
Ah, do you have a list of these worlds?
Cecilia handed it over.
Ordinarily, I could deal with an agency that specializes in equine genetics, but I'm looking for something I can't really define. I'll know it when I see it.
Yes, I think the best thing would be a batch dump to the local system's registered financial institutions. That way they'd have your references when you arrived, and your line of credit would be established at both ends. Can you estimate your needs?
Cecilia had that information as well, and he fed it into his desktop.
We're leaving Zenebra shortly. Can you give me an estimate of clearance times?
Well, unless your yacht is faster than anything I ever heard of, your local approvals will all be waiting days before you arrive, m'lady. And may I say it's good to see you back in competition. I hope you find the right mount for next year's trials.
The assumptions took her breath away, but she merely nodded her thanks and returned to the ship. The ring in her ear felt huge, heavy with responsibilities she didn't want. Ronnie knew perfectly well he'd been dismissed. His aunt wouldn't listen to him. Harris Serrano, while she might have had good advice, wouldn't help him directly, and Rafa wouldn't answer his calls. He went to George and poured out his troubles. George's solution, which would have been adequate a year before, now seemed childish.
I don't want to make Rafa jealous. I don't care about singers or dancers or anything else.
Then take the bold captain's advice and go do something brave and wonderful and impress Rafa. She'll come around.
It's easy for you.
George was perilously near to odiousness again. As far as Ronnie was concerned, he had been plucked from life's tree to lie sodden in the gutter, a dead leaf.
Tell you what, I'll go with you. It is dull, with no more royals to play games, with no regimental ditties for dancing. Let's go explain to Bunny and my father how useful we can be if they'll just give us the appropriate errand for two handsome, talented, brave young men.
You're ridiculous.
But Ronnie's heart lifted a little, a dead leaf still, but one that might blow where the wind sent it. He let George make the call and the appointment.
And don't tell your parents. It's all their fault, remember, and you're furious with them.
He wasn't, really. It wasn't their fault. They had tried, and Aunt Cecilia had simply gone off like fireworks. But he understood George's point. It was hard enough to have them lurking around, trying to cheer him up about Rafa. If they knew he was about to go do something, they'd hover even more. Ronnie let George explain that they both felt they could be of use to the new government, that they had unique talents which should be exploited. He halfway expected Lord Thornbuckle and George's father to laugh at them and send them away, but instead they exchanged significant looks.
You're serious? You would be willing to go anywhere and do anything?
George looked at Ronnie.
Well, perhaps not quite anything. I mean, if you had in mind sweeping streets in some benighted mining village, I'd rather not. Be a waste of our abilities, anyway.
And you see your abilities as?
Discreet, loyal, young gentlemen of the world. Able to take care of themselves, strong, healthy, the usual. Intelligent enough, ingenious.
Ingenious, yes. That's how you nearly got yourself killed, wasn't it? But we might have something suitable for two young wastrels at that.
It's fairly complicated, and it's extremely confidential. If you were still on active service, we could not possibly share this with you.
That sounded serious enough. Ronnie tried for an expression of intelligent interest. To his surprise, Lord Thornbuckle started by talking about rejuvenation.
Most people now use the Ramhoff-Inniken method, which allows serial rejuvenations.
Up to how many?
I don't know. Anyway, the pharmaceuticals used in this process are manufactured in the Guarni Republic. Most are imported from the Guarnesi, simply because of their known quality. They developed the process, they know it best. And, of course, it was originally illegal in the Familias, so people had to go there to have it done.
Why was it illegal?
It's a long story that doesn't concern you. It's not illegal now, but most of our supply still comes that way. Now, you know that Lorenza was involved in the distribution of illicit pharmaceuticals, right?
Ah, like what happened to George and the Prince.
Yes. And others. Some we know, and some we suspect. Lady Cecilia's medical reports suggest that some of these drugs are very similar to variants of the rejuvenation drugs. We are concerned that our supply of Ramhoff-Inniken drugs might be adulterated at some point between the manufacturer and the user. The Guernesi do their shipping by commercial carrier, and something Harris Serrano said made us wonder about the security of those shipments. If the compassionate hand wanted to cause us real trouble, adulterating those drugs, perhaps contaminating them with mind-altering components, would be a good start.
So it would be very useful to us if you could take a sample of these drugs back to the Guarni Republic and have them analyzed. Are they still what we paid for? If not, what would be the effects of using them in the rejuvenation procedure? What symptoms should we look for in multiple rejuvenants that suggest a misuse of the drugs?
You want us to go with some drug samples?
It would be helpful, yes. And the data we've collected so far, we've been wondering whom we could trust to hand-carry these things. It's not something we want to risk to ordinary shipping.
We've got perfect cover. Young men, rich and fun-loving. The sort who would ordinarily be running off to distant places for the fun of it. Everyone knows Ronnie and Raffaella Forrester Science broke up. Everyone suspects the reasons. What's more natural than fleeing from the constraints of home? Especially since your aunt had been there, and you might have legitimate questions about her medical treatment.
I might?
Of course. She came back and sued your parents. You might be questioning whether her rejuvenation, which did not involve suspect drugs since it was done there, had influenced her mind, or whether the original attack did.
Oh.